American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 2B. Hello again. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words underlined in the paragraphs. Then repeat them.
Prop. Prop. Propeller. Propeller. Mask. Mask. Runway. Runway. Go right. Go right. Go wrong. Go wrong. Navigate. Navigate. Dived. Dived. Bumpy. Bumpy. Instruments. Instruments. Needle. Needle. Cross-check. Cross-check. Missiles. Missiles.
Now look at the paragraphs and listen. Don't repeat.
Alan took his first flight in a small trainer with a single prop, or propeller. He wore his flight suit and helmet, but he didn't need an oxygen mask. The instructor did almost all of the flying and landed the airplane on the runway smoothly. Everything seemed to go right when the instructor was at the controls. During the flights that followed, however, Alan discovered that Murphy's Law is true. If anything can go wrong, it will. When it was his turn to navigate, he got lost. The plane dived when he tried to make a turn. His landings were so bumpy that sometimes the airplane bounced back into the air. It was hard for him to understand what the instruments in the cockpit indicated. When he tried to move his eyes from gauge to gauge and from needle to needle in order to cross-check them, he became confused. His goal had been to fly a fighter armed with guns and missiles, but he began to wonder if he'd ever become a real jet jockey.
Look at Figure 2. First, listen to a question. Then, select a proper response and circle A or B. Don't repeat. Just listen and circle.
Number 1. Does your airplane have two props? Number 2. Was the road bumpy? Number 3. Was the man wearing a mask? Number 4. Did anything go wrong while I was gone? Number 5. Did you cross-check this information? Number 6. Did you have any problems navigating? Number 7. What did the instrument indicate? Number 8. Can large jets use this airport? Number 9. Did the missile cause much damage? Number 10. Has everything been going right for you?
Listen and check your answers.
Number 1 is B. Number 2 is A. Number 3 is A. Number 4 is A. Number 5 is B. Number 6 is B. Number 7 is A. Number 8 is A. Number 9 is A. Number 10 is B.
You'll hear the questions again. Listen, then say the correct answer. For example, look at number 1. When you hear, "Does your airplane have two props?" you answer, "No, it just has one propeller." Let's begin.
Number 1. Does your airplane have two props? Number 2. Was the road bumpy? Number 3. Was the man wearing a mask? Number 4. Did anything go wrong while I was gone? Number 5. Did you cross-check this information? Number 6. Did you have any problems navigating? Number 7. What did the instrument indicate? Number 8. Can large jets use this airport? Number 9. Did the missile cause much damage? Number 10. Has everything been going right for you?
Please go to figure 3. Look at the flight instruments for a few seconds. Now look at the paragraphs and listen to the underlined words. Then repeat them.
Velocity. Velocity. Attitude. Attitude. Altimeter. Altimeter. Compass. Compass.
Look at the paragraphs again and listen. Don't repeat.
Velocity is the speed at which something moves. An airspeed indicator measures an aircraft's velocity as it moves forward through the air. A vertical velocity indicator shows how fast an aircraft is moving up or down. Attitude is the position of something compared to the position of something else. An attitude indicator shows the pilot his aircraft's position relative to the horizon, the line where the earth and the sky seem to meet. An altimeter is a flight instrument which indicates altitude. It tells the pilot how high his aircraft is above sea level. Before he takes off, the pilot sets his altimeter to the barometric pressure of the airfield he's leaving. A compass is an instrument that is used to determine direction. Most aircraft have two compasses. One is powered by electricity and is used as the primary compass. The other is magnetic and is used to check the accuracy of the first one.
Look at Figure 4 now. Listen to questions about the instruments. Then write the number of the question beside the name of the instrument.
Number 1. Which instrument indicates an aircraft's height above sea level? Number 2. Which instrument shows how fast an aircraft is moving up or down? Number 3. What kind of instrument indicates the direction an aircraft is heading? Number 4. Which instrument shows whether an aircraft is in a level position? Number 5. Which instrument shows an aircraft's forward velocity through the air?
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is altimeter. Repeat. An altimeter indicates an aircraft's height above the ground. Number 2 is vertical velocity indicator. Repeat. A vertical velocity indicator shows how fast an airplane is moving up or down. Number 3 is compass. Repeat. A compass shows the direction an aircraft is heading. Number 4 is attitude indicator. Repeat. An attitude indicator shows whether an aircraft is in a level position. Number 5 is airspeed indicator. Repeat. An airspeed indicator shows an aircraft's forward velocity.
Now look at Figure 5. Listen to the information about aircraft instrument panels. Don't repeat.
The instrument panel in the cockpit of an airplane or helicopter contains switches, gauges, and warning lights. The switches control the aircraft's lights, flaps, landing gear, fuel supply, air conditioning, and the radios that the pilot uses to communicate and navigate. If an aircraft is armed, there are also switches that fire the missiles and other weapons. The gauges tell the pilot the position and speed of his aircraft and how its engines are performing. They can be divided into three categories: control, performance, and navigation instruments. The attitude indicator is a control instrument. The vertical velocity indicator and the altimeter are performance instruments. Compasses are both navigation and performance instruments.
Look at Figure 6 now. Listen to the information again and write the missing words. Use the words in the box to fill in the blanks.
The instrument panel in the cockpit of an airplane or helicopter contains switches, gauges, and warning lights. The switches control the aircraft's lights, flaps, landing gear, fuel supply, air conditioning, and the radios that the pilot uses to communicate and navigate. If an aircraft is armed, there are also switches that fire the missiles and other weapons. The gauges tell the pilot what the position and speed of his aircraft are and how its engines are performing. They can be divided into three categories: control, performance, and navigation instruments. The attitude indicator is a control instrument. The vertical velocity indicator and the altimeter are performance instruments. Compasses are navigation as well as performance instruments.
When the tape ends, check your answers on the answer page. Look at Figure 7. Listen to the underlined words, then repeat them.
Turbine. Turbine. Turbojet. Turbojet. Turboprop. Turboprop.
Now listen to the paragraph. Don't repeat.
A turbine is a type of engine. It uses the pressure of steam, water, or air against the curved blades of a wheel to produce power. A turbojet engine has a turbine operated by the exhaust gases that pass through or over it. The turbine drives the engine's air compressor. When the turbine is used to power a propeller, the engine is called a turboprop.
Look at the paragraph again and answer some questions. Then repeat the correct responses.
What is a turbine? Repeat, it's a type of engine. What kind of wheel does a turbine have? Repeat, it has a wheel with curved blades. What is a jet engine with a turbine wheel called? Repeat, it's called a turbojet. What do we call a turbojet engine with a propeller? Repeat, we call it a turboprop.
Please go to Figure 8. Take a few seconds to study the diagram. Now listen to some questions about the diagram and circle the correct answer.
Number 1. What does the diagram show? Number 2. What does the turbine wheel operate? Number 3. Where does the air that enters go first? Number 4. Where do the burned gases go after they pass through the turbine wheel?
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is A. The diagram shows a type of jet engine. Number 2 is B. The turbine wheel operates a compressor. Number 3 is A. The air that enters goes through the compressor first. Number 4 is B. After they go through the turbine wheel, the burned gases pass through the tailpipe.
This is the end of Tape 2B, Book 24.